Hi there, step 21. I think I've said this before, but I really didn't want to leave our 30 days without driving this in as clearly and as intensely as I could. To strengthen your psychic abilities, you must be in your imagination or a meditative state as much as humanly possible. Let me say it again. To strengthen your abilities psychically, intuitively, and with mediumship, you must be in your imagination or a meditative state as much as possible. That means you must meditate every single day. That means that you must find tranquility and peace. That means if you're living this crazy, chaotic, nutso life, it's going to be harder to hear spirit. It means that you need to slow down your vibration because spirit's energy is already so high. And by us being slow and low, it helps the spirits be able to come in, slow down their energy, and meet us somewhere in the middle. You don't have to meditate traditionally. You can go for a walk. You can color. You can wash your hands. You can eat something. You can sit on the floor and play with dinky cars if you want. There are certain things, you can pet a dog, you can pet an animal. There are certain things that we do. When you're petting a dog, it's hard to be thinking about anything else because you're just in that moment. You're with that dog. You're relaxed and feeling good and having this connection with one person or one being. You're not thinking about, oh my God, I have to pay my bills and I have to go to the store and I didn't get this done. I forgot to put in a load of laundry. So meditative means streamlining your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions so that you're focused on one thing, not 20 things. When you're walking, you're in the moment that you're in. To be in a meditative state is to be present, to feel everything around you, to almost again, be in this like matrix state. And I know that it might feel like I'm driving this home. And why does she keep saying this? Because I can't tell people enough. I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. And if you're unwilling to slow down, if you're unwilling to meditate, if you're unwilling to like really listen, really disconnect from everything else around you so that you can be present with spirit, that's where it happens. And you're going to feel like you're making it up and you're going to feel like you're crazy and you're going to feel like, well, this feels really different. But I promise you, if you journal like I talked about, and if you're honest, you can definitely connect with spirit through meditation. Make that a daily practice. Same time, same place. I promise big things will happen.